Cities. TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for Be Local Buzz with Devin. Devin is the owner and publisher of Scroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. She's also the founder of Raising Relief Foundation and the host of Be Local Buzz on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Now here's Devin, your community connector.
God, I don't even want to stop that song. I hope you like my new song. It's called Right Now, and it is a very high-level motivating song if you've never taken the chance to listen to the words. It is a true empowering song. Afternoon, everyone. It's Devin with Be Local Buzz with Devin every Thursday from 4 to 5 on TAN Talk Radio, and I'm super glad to be here. I do want to check in with our producer, Matt, and see how he's been doing. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Devin, and you could not have picked a better Van Halen song than that one.
Oh my, no, seriously, I want you to listen to the words, or actually just like Google the words and read them, because it is truly amazing.
That's probably my second favorite Van Halen song.
I love that song, but then when I really like kind of tuned into what it was about, I was like, oh my God, it's like my power song. Sorry, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive just moved over and Van Halen just stepped into my power song.
And there's nothing wrong with I Will Survive either.
So I want to say happy daylight savings to everyone, and I want to know what are you doing with that extra hour of sunlight? Matt, what are you doing with it? And any listeners out there?
Same thing I always do. The more daylight I have, the later I can go running.
Oh.
I'm getting my exercise in after work.
Okay.
It's a lot easier.
Okay, good. I don't know what I've been doing with it except for enjoying it, I guess. And I haven't really felt that crunch of like losing an hour's sleep like I normally do. But if you want to tell us what you've been doing, call 727-441-3000 today. And of course, we want to say hello to our Facebook Live people. Thank you for watching us. And I've been starting this little trivia thing on some weird trivia questions. So,
okay.
Are you guys up for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do judges wear black robes?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, see, this is a good question. And we'll hear who that voice is later, but she needs to know this. It symbolizes dignity and authority.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to do one more weird thing. Now, if you remember those some outlandish cases out there, but this is probably one of the most outlandish, popular, and most rewarded. I don't know how, but who remembers Stella Linebeck? Stella Linebeck? Anyone?
Mm-mm. No.
We don't know Stella.
Matt, do you know who Stella is?
Stella! Unless you're talking the movies, Stella! No, I don't.
No. In 1992, Miss Stella was the one that sued McDonald's. Why?
The hot coffee.
The hot coffee case.
If you said hot coffee, we would have been right there.
I was right there with you. Yeah.
We obviously don't remember her name.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Hot coffee? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, she sued McDonald's for the hot coffee that it spilled on her, and people were making fun of her, saying it's just some hot coffee, but she actually had three degree burns
in her groin.
But how is that McDonald's fault? You got burned by coffee because of something
because
you
did?
Because
they keep it at such a high temperature.
Oh.
It was too hot for normal consumption. And so it actually, she had to get skin grafts and
got
a
millions.
Lot of damage. Yes, millions. Yeah. And that's why it says, caution, hot.
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee.
Yeah, but that should also be assigned to the general public. Learn how to read.
Or how about learn how to not spill hot coffee on you. So, anyways. All right. Well, I'm going to start in with I have two guests today, and you definitely want to tune in for this whole thing, because I'm so excited. Kate Spurlock, and let's just play a song for her, and then we'll tell why we're playing this song.
We have something. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Family is Law & Order Special Victim Unit, one of my favorite shows that, thank God, they have binging on it, and they have 25 seasons. I know all about them, okay? I'm not going to go off. I could go a whole show on that.
And it's on like two or three networks.
Oh, it's and I know that because I watch them all. But anyways, I have Kate here, and Kate, you're one of my special people, too. So please tell everyone, why would I play that song for you? And again, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk Radio.
Thank you, Devin, for having me. So I'm imagining you played that because I'm in the Special Victims Unit.
Yes.
So I am an assistant state attorney in Pinellas County, but I work specifically in the Special Victims Unit.
And for those people that aren't law and order junkies like myself, what exactly does Special Victims Unit mean?
Sure. In our circuit, so Special Victims Unit would handle any child sex case under 12, homicide with kid victims, aggravated child abuse, online exploitation of kids, and human trafficking.
So now this is something that I know because, you know, I'm in domestic violence and I also work with human trafficking people, but or survivors or victims or whatever you want to say. However, it really blows my mind that people always think that these things happen in different countries and they don't really happen in our suburbia or where we live or in our area. And being on the front end of that, can you tell our listeners and our viewers exactly some of the things that you see on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. I mean, it's amazing. I actually just came from investigating a human trafficking case this afternoon. It's very real. Mm-hmm. Devin, you and I got to work together on an undercover op. And so
and
it was
because of this beautiful lady.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. But, you know, it wouldn't be so easy to catch them if it wasn't happening all the time. So people are replying to ads to try and really meet up and sexually exploit these kids. The case that I just took in was a young girl living in foster care who was trafficked. And so I just think that people don't understand the depth of what's going on. Tampa's a huge hub for it. Yeah. We have a lot of events, commercial activities, spring break, vacationers, and that draws the need and demand for human trafficking.
Exactly. So, Matt, I'm going to ask you to do your job for a second, our amazing producer. And if anyone wants to call in or if they miss the show, how can they, like, you know, see what's going on or hear the show?
Okay, so if you're tuning in just now and you've missed any part of the show today, go to internetradiopros.com. And you can click on Be Local Buzz with Devin. The show will be podcasted after today's show. And you can find any other show she's ever done, same website. If you want to call into the show today, 727-441-3000.
Okay.
And you can also find us on the Tan Talk Radio Network's Facebook page for the Facebook Live video.
And we're waving to you right now, so thank you. And we have Kate Spurlock, and she is district attorney, and she works with Special Victims Unit, and she was just telling us about a human trafficking case that she was actually working on today. So what ages are you working with?
I've had as young as about 12. The girl today was 14.
Wow.
So these are young girls. These are young kids. And they really feel the pull for this lifestyle where someone loves them, someone will basically afford things for them, provide them with shelter. When I met this girl, I said, it was probably so alluring to be so desired, right? And for someone to want you. Mm-hmm. And she said, that's like everything, right? Mm-hmm. She goes and lives in a group home and has no one looking out for her. So it's easy to get caught up into that. And we're just lucky that we found her.
Yeah.
And that she's going to do okay. And, you know, she actually told me her life's dream is to become a doctor. So we're going to help her do that. But it's very real and it happens a lot more than people realize.
Did you get the people that were trafficking her?
Yes, yes.
Yay! Oh my God.
Yes.
Matt, I mean, that is like a huge applause you need. Thank you. One more creep or creepers or whatever off the streets. Now, I remember working with a 9-year-old girl a couple years ago in Indian Rocks Beach who was actually being sold by her mother and her boyfriend for drugs. Do you see a lot of that kind of stuff happening? Because people, I worked with someone, a 9-year-old on Indian Rocks Beach. So yes, it's happening here. I didn't say it happened in Africa. I didn't say it happened in other countries. I'm saying it's right here in our neighborhood. Do you see things like that happening?
Yes. And when, you know, when they do ops, some of those are the storylines. And I was shocked the first time. I thought, there's no way people are replying to parents selling their own children. And night after night, message after message, it is astounding how many people are replying and showing up to try and engage in sex with kids. It's wild to me. And also that it wouldn't be that shocking if it wasn't happening all the time, mm-hmm. that parents are selling their kids.
Yeah, it's just absolutely crazy. So is there something else that you got kind of in the fire that's going on in your life?
You know, I'm also running for circuit court judge.
Yay! Say it again.
I'm running for circuit court judge.
All right.
Yes, so that's Pasco, Pinellas County. So that's the 6th Judicial Circuit.
Excellent. And that election is going to happen in November?
This one's August. So I'm in the primary. Oh. August 20th is the primary election. So if you live in Pasco or you live in Pinellas County, you can vote for me on August 20th or mm-hmm. earlier if you have a mail-in or absentee ballot.
Of course. Yes. Oh, my God. So now, what is going to be the difference between the job that you're currently holding and the job as a judge? What are the difference between the two?
So, in essence, a judge is a referee. Right now, I have a specific interest in a case, meaning I advocate for victims. I advocate for, you know, keeping laws and keeping rules and holding people accountable who break them. As a judge, that wouldn't be my role. I'm not a vested party in the case itself. I would just be a neutral arbiter to be sure that the state gets a fair trial, right? Or the defendant gets a fair trial if it's a criminal case or civil, that both the plaintiff and the respondent can both be heard. So it's one of those where a judge really takes a more neutral role. Mm-hmm. You're not advocating on a specific interest. You're trying to be sure that everyone has a fair access to the courts, everyone gets their positions heard, and the rules and the laws are followed. And when you do it that way and you don't have a specific interest in mind, it really allows for the parties to do their advocacy and you to be sure that the rules that the legislatures have set out are properly adhered to.
Okay. So, question for you. So, how long have you been an attorney?
Going on 9 years.
Wow. And did you always want to work in the Special Victims Unit?
I did.
You did? Okay.
I actually interned on my days off when I lived in Tennessee for a circuit court judge in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She was the head one. So I saw a lot of the court actions. And I just really had a calling to help these victims, right? Mm-hmm. The vulnerable, our kids, it is so important. And like today, as heavy as it is to look that girl in the face and tell her, like, I'm in her corner and there's nothing I won't help her achieve, that is the real success beyond just prosecuting the case.
Right.
We're really helping, and my goal would be to make sure that she achieves her goals, lives a great life. And that's the real success. It's not just punishing someone for doing something wrong. It's how are we meeting these victims where they are and supporting them? And Raise and Relief comes in with that, mm-hmm. other nonprofits. So that's where it's a community partnership to really help them succeed. And I love that part of it, where I can really mentor and use my skills, not just for prosecution, but also to help these young girls and boys. I have some young boys as mm-hmm. well, to really see their full potential. They're so worthy of it, you know?
I know. And so this is Be Local Buzz with Devin. We're here every Thursday from 4 to 5 on TAN Talk Radio. And today, my special guest is one of my special guests, Michelle.
I would never. Kate is the most important guest on the show.
She is the most important person in this room right now.
Never.
I totally agree. So she is a district attorney for the Special Victims Unit, and she is running for the circuit judge of Pinellas and Pasco. And what I do know personally about Kate is, wow, her heart and to help empower people and change lives is amazing. She's also on our Raising Relief Foundation, and we are just, I mean, completely honored. And just the work and the passion that I've seen you have, I mean, it's like I could see you doing it without even getting paid. You know what I mean? Like, I can see that
yeah.
You throw yourself into it because you really care. It's like you treat everyone like they're your family. And it's just really amazing. So anyone that gets you as an attorney or in the future as a judge really has an opportunity to have a fair trial.
So, absolutely. Thank you for that. That means a lot.
It's so true. So why did you go, why making this big, is it a different change, or why did you want to go into being a judge and leaving what you're doing right now?
I love what I do right now. It's a great job, and I feel a calling that, you know, that's just been laid on my heart. But when I went to law school, because I think I was mentored by such a strong female circuit court judge, and she really was an visionary of you know, she brought drug court for the first time to Tennessee. She was allowing for a lot of progressive change, but also was very firm. She used to be a district attorney in Tennessee prior to that. And so for me, I always felt like that would be a place where my skills, my ability, I am very fair-minded. I'm very honest. My integrity, my character means everything to me. And I think having a judge that, you know, where I'm at, I have a personal role, but then taking that out of it and just allowing for to be sure that there's a place where parties can be heard, victims can be heard, defendants can be heard, and true justice can prevail. I think it's profound. I also think being able to support the community and lead in that way is an asset that I can provide.
I agree.
So I just have always felt that calling, and I'm just really honored and blessed that it has shown up for me in this way.
So when you want to be appointed as a judge, do you have to wait, or tell me the process a little bit on how that actually works?
So there's two ways that you can become a circuit court judge. You can become appointed if a vacancy is present, so a judge doesn't fulfill their full term.
Okay.
The governor gets to appoint, so you can apply through the judicial nominating committee, and then your name, if you're lucky enough, goes on a short list, and then from there you interview in Tallahassee at the general counsel's office, and then a recommendation sent to the governor, and he decides who he's going to fill the vacancy. You would only fill that seat until the end of the term. So if that particular judge that retired had 2 years left, you would fill the 2 years, and then on the next election, you would technically be up again on the ballot. So I have done the appointment process. I did make the short list
obviously, because she's right here talking about what she's doing. I'm like, how proud are you of this woman, right? I mean,
she's really amazing.
It was great. It was a great experience to go up and interview in Tallahassee with Governor DeSantis. I did an interview with him personally.
Good-looking? Like,
I didn't see him in person, right, so I interviewed at the office of the general counsel.
I always want the poop scoop on, like, the, you know, the inside scoop about, you know.
But this
pretty handsome, handsome governor, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, so I was lucky and blessed to have that opportunity, but this one's up to the general public.
Right.
So I am on the ballot for every citizen. So I want to be sure that every citizen gets to meet me, gets to know what I'm about, who I am, and they get to know, because your local government affects your life more than you'll ever realize. A lot of people care about the presidential or your U.S. Senate races, and those are great, but if you get a speeding ticket or you get a DUI, it's going to matter a lot more. What judge do you have, right?
Yeah,
or if you're convicted, accused of a crime, or if you have a civil dispute or a landlord-tenant issue, or you're going through a divorce, family law, custody, that your life is probably going to be more impacted by what judge you have sitting on the bench than by your U.S. senator.
Yeah.
So people should really want to get to know their local government, want to get to know who's running for office. And so I'm always available to meet with people and to just let them get to know who I am.
I agree. So how did someone get to meet you? Do you have some, or should we talk to our campaign manager over here?
She can definitely give you the plug.
Okay, well, let's just do this. All right, so we're going to get back to Kate Spurlock in a moment. But right now we actually have Michelle here, and she is her campaign manager. And Michelle is also an amazing, amazing young lady who is also leads with her heart. And she really wants to help people, and she does it. Like, she walks her talk every single day, and she's also part of our Raising Relief Foundation, and we are honored to have you also. So, but not only is she a campaign manager, Michelle's quite a lady herself over
she
here,
is.
Right? She is also a hugely successful and talented musician and songwriter.
There
and
she
Matt,
is.
Were you able to find something that we have?
I did. Hold on.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay, cool.
This.
Baby, take me on a ride, take me away to places I've never ever seen before. Tell me all the things that you know for sure.
Come
here, baby, take me on a ride, take me away to places I've never ever seen before. To places that you only know for sure.
Come here,
lean close. Let's fly away to outer space. So you can tell me what is on your mind.
Let's fly away.
We're so lucky.
Oh, God, you can make
never say never, you know? You just got to put it out into the universe.
That is amazing. All right. So are we going to talk to Michelle, campaign manager, first, or Michelle, musician?
Whichever one you prefer. I mean, we were on Kate, so I guess we could stay with
that. Okay, let's stay with Kate. Okay. So it's Tan Talk Radio, Be Local Buzz with Devin. We talked to Kate Spurlock, and we're going to get back to her. She's running for the circuit judge of Pinellas and Pasco. But I also have Michelle in the studio, and she is Kate's campaign manager. So the question came up as, how can someone meet Kate and, of course, yourself and talk about issues or learn about the things that are important or learn about what's going on in our community?
Yeah, so we have a website, votespurlock.com, www.votespurlock.com. And on there, there's a connect button, so you can put your information in. There's also an endorsement slot if you're interested in giving her an endorsement. And that's where you can connect with us. We're also on social media, Instagram at Vote Spurlock, and Facebook as well at Vote Spurlock. Again, that's the committee that runs that, but we'll get you right to her. And also, in Kate's capacity as an assistant state attorney, she does talks to parents. So she's part of the preventative process. So I've watched her do probably over a dozen now at different churches and schools where she educates parents on how to prevent something like this from happening and having safety protocols on the internet, monitoring apps, making sure that parents are being diligent about, you know, watching their kids' activities, looking out even for cyberbullying and, you know, other types of keywords. There's apps you can have on your phone now. She goes through the different types of cases that she's seeing in this community as well, so that parents can really just understand the gravity of what's happening here so that they can best protect their kids from having to see her and, you know, one day. So,
which reminds me, because I'm the owner of Stroll Harbor Bluffs, and that is a lifestyle magazine that goes to residents, families, parents, and it's about the community and about Harbor Bluffs. And now that school is going to be coming to get out, okay, so I know maybe not in your world, but in magazine life, because I'm already in my May issue, I would love to be able to put in the June issue this information that you guys are talking about, because, I mean, during school, at least they're a little bit more occupied with same things, but then in the summer times, you know, that's when I think I don't know if this is true, but things could really heat up with cyberbullying and trafficking, and because they're on their phone more than, at least when they're in class, they're not supposed to be. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying, right? So if you can, I need it by April, May, June, April 10th.
Sure.
Is that possible?
We would love to. I mean, I'm really trying to put myself out of business, you know?
Yeah.
So the more parents we educate about what apps to be wary of, what apps am I seeing actual solicitation of kids online, and then as well what apps you as a parent can install or have to help prevent all of this. And there's a conversation that parents, if you're going to allow access to the internet, you have to be in an ongoing conversation with your kids about the dangers as well.
Right.
The predators are not in the van picking up your kids at the playground. They're online. That's where they live.
Yeah. So, if you could do that and tips or whatever, and then, you know what, maybe at one of our neighbors' nights out, we can do something like that. So, you know, because our Stroll Harbor Bluffs also is very active with events. So I would love to educate and educate and educate, and awareness is really the key.
It sure is. For the more parents know, the more they're empowered to do something. A lot of parents, I don't think I've met a single parent that's like, man, I'm so glad my kid's a victim, right?
Right.
If they had known, they would have prevented. So giving them the information and the tools, I think is what's key to the prevention.
Okay.
Absolutely. We heard it from a parent last time who said, actually, she was a psychologist who stood up and, you know, asked the question at the end, and she goes, just for all the parents in here, you know, I interviewed a kid, and because on the sheet it asks if they've ever been inappropriately touched, the kid said yes, and the mom goes, I had no idea, and the kid goes, but you didn't ask. So sometimes they just don't know to have those conversations. They don't know how to begin them, and Kate has some great tips on helping them start that conversation, even as young as 3 or 4 years old, and identifying body parts and no-no spots and those types of conversations that should take place, so that your kids are also educated on who they should go to if something happens. Not that you're wishing that on your kid, but they also need to be prepared for that as well, so they can communicate it.
Of course.
You know?
Right.
I mean, it's like when I was growing up. I mean, your kids always, I mean, your parents always taught you, you look both ways before you cross the street. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Yep.
It's education. If they didn't say that, I wouldn't probably look both ways before I crossed the street, right?
Right.
So it's the same thing with this, okay? Except for, you know, people don't cross the street because they don't leave their house anymore because they're too busy behind their phones.
Yep. Mm-hmm. New danger.
New danger, exactly. Yes. So is that, can that be found? Can these tips for parents be found on your website?
We don't have that up on the website. I'm trying to keep those two things separate on there. But if you reach out, we'll be happy to share with them. If you have a school or a parent group that you get together, or your neighborhood, HOA, clubhouse, you want to have breakfast with Kate, Kate for Kids, have a conversation.
I love that, Kate for Kids.
We do have a press release that I can send to anyone who send us an email, contact@spurlock.com, votespurlock.com. And that's on our website, www.votespurlock.com.
Okay.
And then we'll be happy to get in touch and help facilitate that so we can, you know, affect more people in this community and really educate and bring awareness.
Okay. I definitely want that. And I know we talked about that before. And actually, it comes at a perfect time because my June edition, and I just have to put this in next, I'm so excited, we are doing The Real Housewives of Harbor Bluffs.
Oh,
okay?
How fun.
And one of the qualifications was to be a Real Housewife of Harbor Bluffs is you had to be a mom. So the whole magazine is already going to be dedicated about moms, and we're kind of doing a spoof and a thank you to fathers. So it would be a perfect opportunity to put your article in there. And again, not only for that, it's because it's going to be, school's going to be out and kids, like, you know, get curious.
Yes.
And so I'm sure the predators get really more active.
The kids are just, they're left to their own devices. And sometimes, you know, we're busy. I'm a working mom.
Yeah.
I have a young son and running for judge. Like, I stay busy, right? A lot of parents do. But sometimes you default to the internet or to apps to kind of babysit and to keep your kids' attention. There's not really anything wrong with that as long as you're doing it safely with parameters and you're having this conversation. So unfettered access and also access where you're not in a continual dialogue with your kids, that's the danger.
Right.
So knowing and equipping them for how to handle it and what to do when things happen and when people start those conversations. And then also as a parent, how to monitor it on your end as well.
I love this, and I would actually like this to be like even like a quarterly, you know, I'm sure new things come up or things you can add or tips or whatever. I would love to be this like a quarterly, like, you know, Kate for Kids quarterly.
Count me in. I'm always available
Kate
to do
for
it.
Kids corner or whatever we can call it. I think that would be really amazing. And I think that, again, education, it goes with everything that we do, we believe in at Raising Relief Foundation, and it's really about being proactive.
Right.
All right, so back to you. What else is going on for Kate? Are there any upcoming events that we should know about? Or
we attend events, so if you have any events for us, we would love to be there. Any public events where Kate can have an opportunity to, as they say, shake some hands and kiss some babies, and really get to connect. You know, Kate's just... I've grown to fall in love with her.
I'm now fall in love with both of you guys. So.
I actually met her at a bar to bench program through the Clearwater Bar, and she asked me, you know, when I was speaking on being a campaign manager, you know, what is it that you look for in a client? And I said, I have to be able to believe in the person.
Right.
I have to get to know them. I have to do my research on them. I have to hear about their reputation in the community. And, you know, my reputation is on the line as well when I co-sign with someone. And she checked out with amazing green flags everywhere. And I said, just so you know, you're going to get ready to have a fourth member of your family.
And now she has five.
Yes.
And she's just a wonderful human being and just really looks through everything with like a really positive lens. Like even with setbacks that have happened or maybe things didn't go the right way, she just handles them with such grace and just reroutes. And I feel like that's just so important. Mm-hmm. And a judge is having someone with a good demeanor who's able to navigate that and handle things with grace and not, you know, come with ego or pride or having anything where it's like she's okay to admit, hey, I made a mistake, you know, I gotta fix it, or, you know, we need that in judges. We need people who are human who say, you know what, mistakes happen. The difference between someone who's bad and someone who's made a mistake, and make sure that they're going in the right direction. And
not on a power trip.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And this is Be Local Buzz with Devin every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio. We got Matt, our producer, here. And today I have some awesome guests. I'm just like so excited to have them. We have Kate Spurlock, who is a district attorney, but she's going to be running for, well, she is running for the circuit judge.
Yes.
Thank you. Of Pinellas and Pasco. And then we also have Michalina, the songwriter and singer that we heard her song earlier. Well, let's end with her song, Matt. Okay.
All right, we'll end with her song again this week.
Okay. And then she's also the campaign manager of Kate Spurlock.
Yes.
So we talked about events. So listen up, everyone, because I'm going to talk about these events later, but I also want to talk about them now. At the Clearwater Historical Society, they're open every Wednesday through Saturday, and right now they're actually, and 10 to 2, and right now they're actually running their Women's Expo. It's like the Trailblazers of Women, and that's pretty cool expo.
I went to it. It was amazing.
Oh, cool.
I went to the opening night, and I was blown away.
Okay.
So it's fantastic. You have to go see it.
I did.
Yes.
I was there. They're part of our network, and I had an event there the other day with one of our sponsor networking breakfasts where we get the business owners together, and it was truly amazing. So I just wanted to give that call out to the Clearwater Historical Society, and if you're not sure where they are right on Fort Harrison, and they've got this really cool historical mural that they just had painted recently, and it's right before Cleveland Street. And also on March 27th, Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines is having their Neighbors Night Out at Wildflower Cafe. And that is also on Fort Harrison in Bel Air Largo Line. Mm-hmm. And it is so fun. We got DJ Hoof is going to
DJ Hoof.
Yeah,
that's an actual name.
Huh?
That's an actual name, yeah. DJ Hoof.
Yeah,
that's a first.
He's a rock star. He's our denim and diamond guy, but he is super popular all over Pinellas County and Pasco.
He does great. Yeah.
All right,
he does.
I know
so great.
He volunteers a lot of his time to help with the domestic violence victims and DJing events for a lot of different nonprofits that actually.
Yeah.
That actually helped our local community.
Yep. So he's going to be there spinning his records. And then the food at Wildflower Cafe is
so
amazing.
Delicious. Yeah.
And then they have some kind of like fun specialty drink that they're going to be having. And then we have raffles. And this will be a great opportunity for you to come out and have some fun and shake some hands and,
sure,
and
I would
meet
love
some
to meet
parents.
Everybody.
So again, that's March 27th at Wildflower Cafe. And that's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. And one more great event I want to just give a little shout out to is on April 13th, the Coastal Market 607 is having their spring vendor outdoor market. And that is where they have like 40 different vendors, and it is mobbed. And what time is it? I just gave
10 to 5.
No, 10 to 5. And it is, oh my God, it's a lot of people there. So you're definitely going to want to get over there. So, Michelle, what else do you want to say? Let's talk about, we have to talk a couple minutes about how you all of a sudden woke up one day. And she literally did. I was kind of almost there in that moment or that week or something where she literally woke up and said, I think I might try singing, and then
I might write and sing
maybe,
and produce my own music.
Know, maybe I'm going to do that. I'm like, maybe I'll write a note to my husband, and she's like, maybe I'll write a song and start going and singing. I don't get it. It blows my mind. So how in the world does that happen?
I've always surrounded myself with music. I grew up in the Tampa Bay Children's Choir, the Montessori school I went to. I took violin lessons. I just had overwhelming stage fright, and I just psyched myself out and just disappeared from it. And I've surrounded myself in the last probably 7 or 8 years with a lot of musicians in the community. Dariel Kafkaso, as you know, and I worked at his event space and helped manage. And he has a Turkish Mediterranean band that they play all around Clearwater, St. Petersburg.
They played at Denim and Diamonds 1 year.
Yeah, they played a couple years before I was involved.
They're great.
They're amazing. But I have a really dear friend. He's a rapper, and I've been going to the studio. I was learning all about it, and he's like, I sang Happy Birthday to him, and he was like, you should be in the studio. So I said, why not? And so I got behind the mic. He just threw me in there, and that was that song you guys heard, Fly Away. That was
so
my
amazing.
First time behind the mic in the studio by myself.
You're amazing, Michelle.
And like, so it's been a journey since then. I've been on Devin's show. I have some more songs on Apple Music and Spotify and Pandora. And
she knows it. And she's saying that because the little older generation still
likes
Pandora.
The Pandora days.
Yes, the Pandora.
Yes.
Now, Pandora days are now.
I'll tell you one better for the older generation. LimeWire.
LimeWire, yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't know LimeWire. See?
That's where you had to download music and share a CD. We shouldn't talk to the assistant state attorney about this. Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
But it's been a beautiful path. I've started performing a lot more. You know, we were offered, my friend's son that was on the show with me, we were offered to play at a festival, and I was like, we're not ready for that yet. I had just gotten started a couple months ago, so I've really been putting a lot of preparation into performance. Jenna, who I brought on the show with me last time, we do Kirtan every Sunday at the Roots to Crown Center in St. Petersburg. Kirtan is meditative chanting, so it's Sanskrit. We also come up with our own positive manifestation mantras where we sing. We have a whole band that plays like the harmonium, percussions. It's just a really spiritual experience connecting with a community and just being a part of something where everyone gets to join in on the singing. And it's just a really, really cool experience. And it's really helped me come out of my shell and hit the stage with a little bit more confidence than I had before when I first started. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So maybe at Neighbors Night Out on the 27th, we can have DJ Hoof play your song in the background, and maybe you can sing for us.
That would be wonderful. Yeah.
I think that we need to do that, don't you?
I know. Michelle's great. She did a great job. She actually performed as well at another gala event. She did great. She wrote a song just for them. It was
empowerment.
Yes. Excellent. So. All right. So we are Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, and we're on Tan Talk Radio every Thursday from 4 to 5. And I have a little trivia question.
Oh, geez.
When was the Supreme Court established?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Michelle went to law school too. I'm going to. Okay.
I don't know.
Just throwing you under the bus.
I mean, I'm 19.
No, we have to go. Think of wigs. Think of judges with wigs. How long ago was that?
1881.
Are you talking about like from the king's crown back in the English
1881,
days?
1881,
1883.
1790.
Oh,
1789.
I was off by a year.
Did you look that up, Matt?
No.
Absolutely
not. No.
100% Googled it.
That totally counts as right. I am sorry that you even got 1790, he said. It was 1789.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Matt.
Okay. You said the white wigs. That's the only time period I know where judges had white wigs was 1700s and early 1800s.
I mean, in England, they still have them.
They do still wear them.
Yes, they do.
And the Bailey.
They're made with hemp now, not just horse hair. I know. Way too much.
Was that on your trivia journey?
Yeah, it was, but I didn't write it down, but it just happened.
See, you can't find trivia anywhere else but here on Be Local Buzz with Devin every Thursday from 4 to 5.
She comes in hot with the hard questions.
I know.
Yeah, she does.
We didn't learn that in law school.
We're sweating over here in this room.
No. And you guys thought you got past all this when you graduated law school? Yeah. Absolutely not.
No. We bring it right back. We shame you here.
That's right. Bill of Rights, maybe?
Are we going to be able to use this interview?
She shamed you in as nice a way as possible.
So, Matt, I'm going to introduce Kate again. Can we play her her song that I love just because I love the show?
Oh, you
mean
this?
Play it again. So we are back to Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk Radio, and we are going to turn it back over to Kate Spurlock. So if you're just tuning in and getting into your car, Kate, just a little bit again. What do you do, and what are your goals on the new horizon?
Thank you. So I'm Kate Spurlock. I currently am an assistant state attorney in the Special Victims Unit, which is why the lovely music. I handle cases in Pinellas County for the Special Victims Unit that range from human trafficking, online exploitation of kids, child sex cases, victims under 12, homicide of kid victims, aggravated child abuse. I have currently a goal. I'm running for circuit court judge, so that's going to be for Pasco and Pinellas counties. If you are living in those areas or have family or friends that live in Pasco or Pinellas, tell them to vote for Kate on August 20th of this year.
Very good. What month are we in?
March.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, we have a typo in my magazine.
Something that just came off. Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Yes. We're in March. We're
mid-March.
That's
what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
Right. But tomorrow's right. The Ides of March. So.
Oh my God. All right. Yes. So tell our listeners again, just some things that are happening in the area and some of the things that you're going to be doing as a judge. I'm going to be positive out there.
Yes.
And as a judge, you're certainly on my ballot. And how someone can, you know, get in touch with you to do about this Kate for Kids, because awareness to the parents is so, so important. Because, well, just talk about the
I stay busy. There's a lot of work, a lot of cases. There's actually, I'm one of three other assistant state attorneys, females, Samantha McIntyre and Alex Spadaro, also work in my unit, and we stay very busy. Today, I just invested a human trafficking case of a 14-year-old girl. And so I'm really, my heart is in the prevention. I would love to show up on a Thursday and not have a case to invest. Right. So what I do is I volunteer my time at any organization. I've done it at schools. I've done it at churches, community events. If you have a platform or an area or you are involved in a school of some kind, let me know. Reach out to me at contact@votespurlock.com. That's the email address to email it to, but you can go to my website, which is www.votespurlock, which is S-P-U-R-L-O-C-K, just like a spur and a lock, .com. So what you can do is just let me know, hey, I might have a platform or a group that would love to talk and or hear from you. I do free talks to educate parents, so I have a whole presentation where I talk about real cases here in Pinellas County, about the platforms, apps, different ways that predators are contacting and reaching kids, and then also how to equip parents with that information and how they can keep their kids safe. I think it's important to really get to the heart of it. A parent has the better ability to divert their child out of harm's way than I do on the back end, preventing future or next harm, because if they're meeting with me, it's already happened. So the kid's already dealing with some type of trauma.
That's true.
So I do try to, you know, empower kids and work with them. I'm really passionate about my victims growing and leading really healthy, successful lives. That's the real success, is to get them out of the criminal justice system, get them out of this trauma, and get them into a place where they're thriving and they're back to being contributing members of society with real confidence. But for some kids, they may not even tell you that they're a victim of it. Right. I know that in these talks, I have had parents come up to me, and I've also had cases that have arisen out of these conversations. When parents start to begin the conversations, you might be shocked at what your kids have seen or been exposed to or what they are themselves going through.
Okay. So you just made me think about something, because we're talking about parents, but the reality is, I'm going to throw in there and to all our listeners out there, there are a lot of single dads out there, but also what about the grandparents that are taking care of kids, or what about the nannies out there? This is something that everyone needs to be aware of, because you don't want a kid to be like, oh, okay, great, my grandma's watching me today, I can go to town, because she doesn't know anything about this stuff, right?
It's really true. If you're working with kids or you have kids in your life, it directly affects you. Kids are getting access to phones, to social media, way younger than any other generation. And it's not even just the sexual exploitation, it's their mental health. We as adults struggle watching other people's posts, and you know, nobody ever gets up and posts their bad day on social media. Right. Everyone posts the vacation and their best version of their life.
And all the filters. How about all the filters that are going on out there now?
It's already difficult enough as an adult with a fully developed brain to process and not feel anxiety that you're behind financially, or that you're aesthetically not matching up to other women, or whatever it is. But when you give it to young kids who are just trying to find themselves, it's really, it needs a lot of oversight. It can be damaging even if it's not a predator. So I do talk about that as well. Like, if you're giving a kid access really young in elementary school, that's a lot of oversight. That requires a parent to be really engaged and present in that. And, you know, I don't think, I'm also not a believer that, like, no internet and your kids are weird and don't know how to interact, right? The internet's not going away. Every job's going to require some form of internet use. So in that respect, teaching them how to best be safe online. And also it's like a, it's kind of a gradual step down. You have a lot of oversight with young elementary school kids, medium amount, maybe junior high. And when you get to high school, it's a lot of trust but verify, right? You want to give them the tools, but you also want them to know if they make a misstep, what should they do, right? We have a rise of online sexual extortion cases where kids are being extorted for more nude photos, more videos, or for money. So I think it's important for parents to know if your kid's struggling in that, what do they do? And the parent to say, I am the soft place to land. Like, I want to teach you not to do it, but I also know that if you make a misstep, I am your biggest supporter and ally. And you know Kate, so you can call Kate, and I will help you as well.
But there's a lot of education that needs to be happening for parents to even know what to say or what to look for. Now, what about the cyberbullying? I mean, one of the things that Raising Relief Foundation is really wearing on our heart as members of the committee is the suicide, okay? Cyberbullying, I mean, all those things. How are parents knowing if a child is being bullied online or being made fun of or whatever? Because, like you said, the insecurities that, especially a young girl, and I'm not just a young girl, young guys too, but the insecurities that you have in puberty, 15, 16, 17, 18 year old is just through the roof, right?
Sure.
That's where a lot of anorexia happens, bulimia. And when you're feeling insecure and then now someone is bullying you online,
well, it's really prevalent because, honestly, it used to take a lot of courage to bully somebody, right? You had to do it to their face. You had to do it at school. And it was always bad. I'm not saying it was good even then. But now it takes very little effort to say horrible things to somebody.
And you can just hide.
Right. And you can hide under fake accounts. You can hide behind anonymous names. And it is real. Kids are, committing suicide and doing horrible things because of it. And so I will say there are apps out there. Bark is one of them. Mama Bear is another app that you as a parent can get. They have a free portion of it, and they also have a paid portion of it. But you put it on the devices, and it will alert for also cyberbullying. So it will alert you if there's any kind of conversations that are sexual in nature, drug-related, or bullying. I laugh because my boss actually did this for her daughter's phone. She was 12. And I want to say the first message was like her husband, the dad, saying, you know, if you don't, I'm going to, you know, pop your butt if you don't do X, Y, and Z. And it said flagged for possible abuse or cyberbullying. But she said, you know, it does overcapture things.
Yeah.
You know, like she messaged her son about taking his allergy medicine after she left the house, and it flagged it for pills or
that's good.
But it is catching a lot. So overly she was like, cautious. I'd rather know and disregard than not know and it be something huge. So there are apps that you can put out there on your devices that will help with that so that you as the parent can be alerted if there are mean, hateful messages. And I always say too, you know your kid better than anyone. When their behavior changes, something's up.
Yeah.
No kid, I mean, when they're withdrawn, they don't want to do the things they used to do. They don't want to participate with the friends they used to. If they won't talk to you, find someone that they will talk to and that they trust. Find a therapist, find someone, because it's really never nothing. It might not be life altering, but it might just be they're having a difficulty at school and a kid's being really mean to them. Sure. So they don't want to put themselves out there and go to the practice and go to the thing because they don't want to see this person.
Sure.
So you know your kid, and when they're not themselves, there's usually a reason why.
Okay, so, time is flying. Okay, so a question for you. When you write that article for Stroll Harbor Bluffs, please put down these apps, but also what the icon looks like.
Sure,
okay?
Absolutely.
And how to get them. But I have a question for you, because this is all this code stuff, okay? Kids are smart. They know their parents are blocking their phones, so then they come up with all this code stuff, and all of a sudden that spreads like wildfire. Okay, awareness doesn't for parents, but within the kids, you change one word, and everyone knows about it all of a sudden, like banana now means, I don't know, you're a jerk. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So how do these apps keep up with the new lingo language of the smart Alex?
I would say it's not a perfect system. It doesn't over supplement for you being a parent that's engaged and present with your kids. But I do. It's an ongoing. So as something becomes common, it gets added into the algorithm. Okay, from good. My understanding that's of the app. So they're a continual learning. But, you know, kids are smart. They circumvent. So that's why, you know, I am a big proponent. And I tell parents at my talks, like, if you're giving your kids Snapchat, you need to have a Snapchat account. You need to know how it works. You need to know how people right. talk on it. You need to be friends with your own child on the apps to see what are they posting? What are people posting on their stuff? What are people sharing? And there's nothing really like just taking the phone and doing a good glance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a huge advocate for phones do not charge in their bedrooms at night. Things happen at night that just don't happen that's in the daytime. Right. So it's an easy way to set the boundary within your home that in our house, the devices charge in mom and dad's room. There's really nothing going on at 2 in the morning that your child needs to know about before you know about it.
So you're going to put that in your tips article?
Yes. I say that in everywhere because a lot of my cases, that is a root source. When I was in law school, I helped on a case with the federal government out of Jacksonville, and it was a guy who had sexually extorted over 150 young girls from Canada, all across the U.S., even to England. And in that, one of the common threads was that they all had devices. At the time, it was a little few, almost 10 or plus years ago, but it was they all had computers in their bedroom.
Wow.
So I felt like that was a real like wake-up call when I heard that fact. I thought there's something to that kids will conversate and will talk about things at night that just don't happen when people are up and moving in the house. And it's a real easy way to just say, your room is a device-free room.
I love
that. And they stay with us, and that's the boundary that in our home we set.
And I understand that 2 o'clock in the morning because I get myself in trouble on online shopping, which I gave up for Lent. So maybe I should keep her.
Your phone no longer charges in your bedroom.
No charges in the bedroom. All right. So we're going to go around one more time and introduce ourselves because I can't believe it's almost 5 o'clock. So again, it's Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector here every Thursday on TAN Talk Radio. And today we're going to go back to Michelle. So give us your 30-second commercial. I don't know if you can do it because she's so talented in everything she does. But tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Michelle Persante. I go by Michelina. That's my stage name. So you can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Michelina. Michelina. My main job is helping this woman become circuit court judge. So I'm a campaign manager. I've helped with other campaigns here in this county and this circuit, and I'm honored to be serving as her campaign manager. She's an amazing person who really does a lot in our community to help individuals and I'm not going to get emotional, but yes, she's amazing. She's the person for the job. And vote Spurlock August 20th, 2024. You can vote for primary.
Are you kicking me off?
Unfortunately, I have to.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, sorry, Kate.
No, you're fine. I'm Kate Spurlock. Vote for me August 20th for circuit court judge. I can't wait to serve the community in that way. Thank you all.
And I can't wait for the launch party. Not on the launch party, the victory party.
Yes, and thank you, Devin, for having me. You're wonderful.
All right, and thank you very much. I just want to say real quick, next Wednesday at Coastal Market 607, they are having an amazing from 6 to 8 jewelry class with Jenny. She is so fabulous. So it's Clearwater Largo Road, Coastal Market 607 next Wednesday night. So I won't be here till next Thursday. So I will see you then. And thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your daylight savings extra hour. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.